Leading our news this morning, an investigation has now been launched into the damaging leak of documents from the office of the Defence Minister, David Johnston. News Corp is claiming the minister recently spent thousands of dollars wining and dining industry players who were seeking government contracts. A spokesman for Senator Johnston says all the minister's hospitality expenses have been within guidelines. The federal government is making a final push to bring back temporary protection visas before Parliament rises for the year. It's offering new incentives to crossbench senators to try and get that legislation passed. The Senate might sit an extra day to give senators more time to consider the bill.
In my book, thousands more people being allowed in this country as refugees, letting more people who are on bridging visas work in the community, these are all good things.
Nick Xenophon there. This year is on track to be the hottest on record. The World Meteorological Organization has released figures showing in the first 10 months of 2014, the global average air temperature was half a degree Celsius above the long-term average. And NASA's preparing to launch its first space capsule in more than 40 years. The unmanned mission is due to blast off in a matter of hours. There'll be another test flight in 4 years, with the first manned flight expected in 2021. NASA hopes the Orion space capsule could eventually take astronauts as far as Mars.